Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Andres?
Speaking.
Hello, sir. This is Rudy with Milestone. Just so you know, we finance businesses. And if you've looked at financing in the past, we can definitely provide you with the most profitable options to help you grow and expand in your business, sir.
I hear this all the time, brother. I hear it all the time, and no one can help me.
Why do you say nobody can help you, sir?
Because, I mean, first of all, I already have funding with one company, and once I mention that company, people turn me down immediately because of the name of the company. And second is because I don't think I'm making as much as people want me to make every now, because it was a slow season in August. Excuse me?
If you make more than $10,000 a month, we can definitely get you approved.
Well, I make more than $10,000. I make $12,000, $14,000. I mean, there's times that this month ago I made $16,000. So I do make more than $10,000 a month. But the point is,
okay,
I already have a funding company out there that I'm working with. And once people find out the name of that company, they're like, we can't take a chance on you.
Why?
Because it's called Last Chance Funding. Last Chance Funding is the bottom of the line, meaning no one else will give me funding because obviously I may have screwed up in the past.
Do you have good credit or bad credit?
See, and that's another thing. My credit is probably about 550. And it's not good. If you go by credit, I won't even do it because I'm not going to let nothing hit my credit report.
All right. Well, so we can go ahead and get you approved. We just need to go ahead and look at your bank, 4 months of your business bank statements to make sure that you definitely are making more than 10K a month.
Okay, so what's the minimum credit score?
What we can do is our underwriter is going to go ahead and contact you so he can go ahead and answer all your questions, okay? He's going to give you the best rates and terms.
Okay, but I also need to know if it's going to be a hard hit or a soft hit.
It depends. What are you looking for?
No. I'm talking about my credit report.
No, he's going to go ahead and answer all those questions right now immediately. I'm just going to go ahead and send out the email, okay? And he's going to walk you through the whole step so you can go ahead and upload your bank statements and we can go ahead and get you approved. It only takes 24 hours to get you approved.
I understand that, but I believe once underwriting sees that I'm working with Last Chance Funding, they're going to decline. They always do.
Wait for him to call you. He's going to call you immediately.
I went through this like 15 times already.
But you've never done it with us, with Milestone. The best thing about it is we have the lowest rates and the terms. You've done it with us before?
I've heard that before. It's like the same speech that all these funding companies give me. I heard the same exact words, and they won't fund me. So I feel like I wasted my time.
Yeah, I understand. And let's say, how about if I get you approved, how much would you be looking for?
It depends on what you can get me approved for. I mean, if it's like below 5,000, I won't even touch it.
100 to 150%. So we can get
of what I mean.
Yes.
Okay.
So would you be looking for 15?
I don't think I get approved for 15. Maybe 10.
10? All right. I'm gonna.
Whatever I can get approved for. Whatever you think you give me approved for. I don't want to hear any promises or guarantees because I don't think it's gonna happen. But I feel like I'm just gonna waste my time again.
All right. What I need to do is I need to confirm an email where we're going to be sending out the application to, sir.
Okay. It's P as in Paul, Q as in Quarter, T as in Tom, LLC@gmail.com. What was that noise, Nate? What was that banging noise?
Let me make sure that's correct. That's P like in Pablo, T like in Tom, LLC@gmail.com.
Say it again, please.
That's P like in Papa, T like in Tom, L like in Lima, L like in Lima, C like in Charlie.
No. The name of my company is Premier Quality Transportation. So it's the first letter of each word. And then LLC. So it's PQTLLC.
All right, I got it. @gmail.
Yes.
Okay. Premier Quality Transportation, right?
Yes.
All right. Give me 1 second. All right. So would you like for my underwriter to call you back right now so he can pretty much answer all your questions immediately?
That would be fine. Yeah, that would be all fine. Right.
And remember, we're going to go ahead and get you approved. Okay. But we do need for you to go ahead and upload 4 months of your business bank statements. Our underwriter is going to go ahead and get that information approved to you. Okay, I'm sending out the email right now. Let me know if you submit it. And you might, you have like a three-way, right? Because he can call you while we're on the line.
Yeah, I have three-way.
All right, perfect. And let me ask you just some quick information, sir. Do you have any, who do you have balances with? Who do you have advances with?
I just told you it was last chance funding.
Last chance funding, okay. All right, and you say your monthly revenue is like 10. What do you guys do out there at Premier Quality?
Well, my monthly revenue is actually more than 10. I just say the bottom line. Yeah, the bottom line could be 10 when it's a slow month, but most of the time it averages 12, 13, sometimes 14.
All right, and what do you guys do out there, sir?
It's a dump truck and I haul aggregate. I have established customers.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
2018.
Okay, and do you have any partners?
Nope, I'm 100% owner.
Okay. And what will you be using the money for, sir?
Well, if I can get it, I want to get another truck. I want to get another smaller dump truck that can hold up 26,000 pounds so I can get another driver in it. And that should almost double my revenue.
And how soon would you need it?
Well, as soon as I can get the funding.
All right, look.
There's a couple of trucks I've been looking at, so if the truck's still there, I'll try it.
The underwriter has not called you, right?
Someone called me from a 516 number.
Could you answer it, please?
Okay, he has to call back, okay? I didn't know who it was him. You didn't tell me he was calling.
Yeah, he was going to call you right back.
Oh, okay, then call me right back, and then I'll answer it. I've never done it before, so hopefully I don't lose you.
If you want to, I can help you. I can walk you through the process. It's real simple.
All right. Okay.
Open the application.
Open what application?
The one that I just sent you through to your email.
Well, I thought you were talking about waiting for this guy to call me back.
Yeah, but he just called you. I'm going to see if he can call you right back. Okay, so sometimes when they don't answer, they take it as like